Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Don. You're listening to The Maggie Don Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm joined by two friends of the program, now friends of yours, Amanda Martinez, the Senior Policy Analyst for Kids Forward, as well as William Park Sutherland, the Government Affairs Director for Kids Forward. We've been talking about the big, brutal bill's attack on the working poor and working families across the country, but especially here in Wisconsin, the 700,000 folks that rely on the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program to help keep food on the table. And before we start talking about this literally looming emergency days away, Amanda, I think it's important for listeners to understand who gets SNAP benefits? Because again, as I was pointing out, if you are hearing my voice, someone you know is getting a SNAP benefit. And it doesn't matter what area of the state, race, none of that matters. There are people that you know getting SNAP benefits. So help us understand that, the demography here a bit more.
Yeah, so I really want to emphasize that this really impacts all families across Wisconsin who receive food share. And in fact, 7 out of the 10 counties with the highest food share participation are actually rural counties. So we can see that this impacts both urban and rural counties across Wisconsin. And then I also want to emphasize that despite the stereotypes and narratives that exist out there, the majority of food share recipients are white in Wisconsin. So this is really about ensuring that all families, working families, children, parents, and seniors can really afford food during tough times. And you can go on our website, kidsforward.org, and you'll find our fact sheet where you can find some of these demographic data, as well as a map of the counties with the highest participation rates. But I really just wanted to name this and share more data about the demographic.
Yeah, I think that's
one other thing to
add. Go ahead, William.
About, you know, people who are not directly benefiting from SNAP, but might be benefiting indirectly. So we know that for every dollar of SNAP benefits received that working families get, that generates $1.50 into the state's economy, because those people are shopping at local stores, they're shopping at large retailers, they're shopping at small businesses, they're shopping at farmers markets. And so, you know, this is a program that not only helps feed hungry families, but it also generates, stimulates the local economy and is an important segment of retailers and grocers, businesses as well.
Yeah, again, folks don't sit on those dollars. They don't even get dollars, right?
Right.
You go and buy from your groceries, from your grocer, or the grocery, as Donald Trump likes to call it, because he's probably never shopped for a grocery, let alone the grocery, a day in his life. You know, deeply in touch with the American people. Speaking of which, come November 1st, there are reports that people's SNAP benefit, or here in Wisconsin, food share benefit cards will not get reloaded. People are going to go hungry. And what I find really interesting about the fact that, again, here in the state of Wisconsin, 7 of the top 10 recipient counties are rural. The majority of SNAP recipients are white. In other words, more likely than other demographic groups to have voted for Donald Trump. Despite that fact, Donald Trump's USDA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, is sitting on a huge pot of contingency money, and they're not using it to fund the SNAP benefits. Donald Trump would rather see many of his voters, his core base, go hungry than to release this contingency fund. William, what is going on here? This is insane.
So, you know, what we know, I can't tell you what's going on, Maggie. What we know is that the Trump administration has said that they will not be able to issue benefits for the month of November on time right now. And we heard already from Wisconsin Department of Health Services. And so anyone who is a food share recipient or is connected to the food share program, the best way to find out what's going on when anybody knows what's going on is to stay connected with them and make sure that your information is up to date in their systems. Make sure your mobile phone is in there so they can text updates to people. But what we've heard is that, you know, right now there's not going to be money that will be on time for SNAP for November. And there's about $5 to $6 billion in USDA emergency contingency money that could go to SNAP. There's additional money in the food and nutrition service that could also be allocated to SNAP, potentially. You know, they've done things like that before. They reallocated money to pay military troops, which is also very important. So, you know, I think there are some options. And we are not there yet. And so we don't know what exactly will happen. You know, it's possible that the shutdown could get negotiated and end soon. It's possible that the USDA, you know, will change their mind. You know, I think that's what we at Kids Forward hope, is that the USDA changes its minds and decides to allocate emergency funds so that hungry families can put food on the table in November. We also know that cards are working right now, and all the benefits that people have access to right now, they can use throughout the month of October.
So use your benefits, folks. Get food in your pantries. Big, big thanks to Amanda Martinez, Senior Policy Analyst from Kids Forward, and William Park Sutherland, the Government Affairs Director with that fine organization. You can sign on to their letter. You can see what they're talking about these demographic breakdowns. Go to kidsforward.org. All of this is right there. We're going to put a link to their website, as well as the letter to demand action to restore these benefits and make sure that Wisconsinites do not go hungry. When we come back, I got a riddle for you. What do these things have in common? Lindsay Halligan, the IRS, $230 million, and an inspector general. We discuss next right here on The Maggie Dawn Show. Don't go anywhere.